Welcome to Fresno's Best Podcast. I'm Jordan Maddox. I thought I should do a quick update episode. It's been a couple weeks since we posted. There's some things going on that are going to modify how I approach this podcast, and I wanted to give you all some background. The first one is Fresnolandia. You've probably seen, if you follow my Instagram account, that I've been reposting a lot of stuff from Fresnolandia. This is a new podcast collaboration that I'm doing with Donnie Bergstrom at Fresnoland. For a long time, I've wanted to create something more current events focused and more politics focused on Fresno. Felt like there was a big gap in that space. There's a lot of podcasts in town, of course, but there isn't really any kind of wonky politics, economics, urban planning focused podcast, things that I'm interested in. It felt like Fresnoland was a perfect group to partner with in that respect, because they really dig into the weeds and try to unpack them, unpack the policies and what they mean for everyday people. And so I love that. And I've been in conversation with Donnie about what that would look like. And then ultimately, this past spring, we decided to launch the podcast. I've had so much fun recording it with her. Donnie truly is an amazing resource for the city of Fresno. She has a lot of knowledge, and she's very quick to identify issues and then get underneath them, like what they actually mean. And so I encourage you to all check it out. We post those weekly if you haven't already subscribed to that. That's the first update. The second update is that in a couple weeks, in the near future, I'm going to be posting a series. There's a lot of organizations in town that are doing really positive things for the Valley around economic development. And one of those is the WET Center at Fresno State. And WET stands for Water, Energy, and Technology. I'm very excited to interview interesting founders through their Valley Ventures program. It's a consulting and advising program that helps innovative founders develop companies that will both improve the world, but also create jobs and economic vitality for the city. I think it's important to support organizations that are thinking in this way, because there's spillover effects to almost every aspect of the Valley, whether it's economically, but also culturally, the kinds of people that move into a city to work on projects like this, but also the spillover effects to other businesses. When we have thriving industries that are built in the Valley and new companies that are bringing new jobs, everyone benefits, the whole economy benefits. And so for me, I think it's really important to support great organizations like that by highlighting the work that they're doing. So what does this mean for Fresno's Best? To be honest, what it means is there's going to be fewer episodes a month. My goal at this point is to post two or three episodes a month going forward, probably closer to two each month, one every other week. Hopefully I'll get three out, but no promises. It's one of those things where you have goals, but also you have reality, right? And Fresnolandia is a weekly show, so we have to produce one episode a week. And there's a lot of research and background work that goes into those. For example, just this past week, we had Henry Gerbar on the show, who was he's a best-selling author and journalist from Slate, to talk about his book, Paved Paradise, How Parking Explains the World. And that episode took a lot of research time for me to really delve into the book and come up with questions that not only engaged him on the subject matter that he's an expert on, but think about applications in Fresno. Those kinds of conversations, which are less common with Fresnolandia, they do take a lot of work. And it's just a matter of me trying to figure out the best use of my time, but also what's the best content I can produce? What's the best way to engage an audience. And yeah, two to three a month seems like my goal. I'm still going to try to focus on the highest quality conversations. There's a temptation sometimes in the podcasting space to just fill if you don't have a good guest. You just find someone that you know, or you do a conversation that's maybe a lot of fluff that's just filling space. People will see that you're still posting frequently or on a schedule. And I don't want to do that. I really want to work hard at making sure the conversations that I bring you are the best conversations. And also that means being careful who I choose for conversations and focusing those conversations on the highest quality content for you. And finally, one thing that I've enjoyed with Fresnolandia that I want to start doing more often is before I interview someone that's either important in the Valley or someone that people are intrigued by, I want to provide Instagram stories through my Fresno's Best Instagram account so people can contribute questions or topics that they would hope I would cover. There's a couple different podcasts that I follow that use that model, and then the hosts gear some of the questions towards audience interest. And I think that's such a fantastic thing, because what that enables you to do is that enables you to become a part of the conversation as well. And I think that's such a great thing for the podcast and for your experience. So that's a brief update on what's been going on with me and with this show. And I'm going to keep continuing to do this. I was just talking with someone the other day who mentioned that she was impressed by the kind of consistency that the podcast has had. And that's really just come from the fact that I just have a passion for doing this. And it's something that I believe is great for the Valley. It is great for Fresno. And so for that reason, I will continue doing it until I can't. And so I hope you enjoy the episodes. I'm always open to feedback. The email address to reach me is Jordan Maddox, my full name, JordanMattox at gmail.com. I'll put that in the show notes for this little brief update in case you want to contact me, in case you have feedback for the things that I'm doing and for the guests I've had. Obviously, this podcast is geared around the guests that I choose, but I also love your feedback as well. So we'll see you in the next episode, which will drop a week from today.